Donc, moi et Brian, on va s'entretenir là, par rapport à son programme électoral. Étant donné que Brian parle en anglais, j'ai posé les questions en anglais, il va répondre en anglais, mais je vais vous revenir avec la traduction des réponses en français. So, Brian, first of all, what drives you to run for mayor in Edmonton?
What drives me is I've always watched politics, and I've lived in the city all my life, and I'm just not happy with the way the economy has gone. I feel like we have a mean, cruel economy. I want to build a caring economy in our city with love and respect for everyone and our planet.
Donc, Brian, Craig, je lui ai posé la question, qu'est-ce qui fait en sorte que Brian est déterminé à se présenter comme maire à la mairie d'Edmonton? Eh bien, c'est un passionné de politique. Il écoute beaucoup la politique à la radio comme à la télévision. Et puis, ce qu'il déçoit beaucoup, c'est l'économie qui est devenue. Donc, il veut rétablir l'économie ici à Edmonton. If you're elected, Brian, what will you be your goal as a mayor?
My goal as a mayor will be to strengthen our public social services in the city.
Donc, renforcer les services publics dans la ville est le but principal de Brian Craig. After this, what are you going to do for the Francophone community? Because there's a lot of Francophone here in Edmonton. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there's the Cité Francophone, which regroups a lot of Francophone associations. And there's also the Campus Saint-Jean, which is a Francophone pavilion of the University of Alberta. So what are you going to do for the Francophone community if you have a plan for that?
Well, thank you, Vincent. I'm very well aware of the Francophone community. Two of my best friends are Francophones, Pascal Lecour and Norman Beauvan, and they're both originally from Quebec. And I'm not going to do anything in particular for the French community. I want to build services for everyone, and I don't want to single out and focus out any group, because we're all in the city together and we're all one big family. So I love the I can't think of the name of it right now, but the French University over in Bonnie Doon. I love that whole community there, and it makes a wonderful part of our city and our community. Thank you.
Donc, j'avais demandé à Brian qu'est-ce qui fait en sorte... est-ce qu'il était au courant de la situation francophone ici à Edmonton? Comme ici, on a la Cité francophone qui regroupe beaucoup de gens de francophones, des associations francophones surtout. Et on avait le Campus Saint-Jean qui est l'université de l'Alberta en francophone, un pavillon. Alors, il a mentionné qu'il n'avait pas de plan spécifique pour les francophones, mais qu'il voulait il voulait imposer beaucoup de les services sociaux et des services pour tous les gens d'Edmonton. Donc, ça regroupe tout le monde. Donc, il veut inclure tout le monde sans juste spécifiquement un groupe de personnes. So, Brian, according to you, which issues are the most important for this year's election?
For me, the biggest issue is getting big money out of our politics. For too long, the councillors and mayors have been funded and financed by big developers and big construction companies, and they seem to put the city's priorities on the priorities of those interests, those special interest groups. And I want to represent all the people of Edmonton, the 68% of the people who didn't vote in the last election. I want to stand up for them, and I really feel strongly that we need to strengthen our public social services, not just leave it up to charity. I think that we've gone ahead with too many other projects and not left enough money to put into those services, because investing in good social services for everyone is an investment for the future. It means that the children are going to have an opportunity to grow up and develop to their fullest potential.
Donc, je lui ai demandé quel était l'enjeu le plus important cette année dans les élections municipales. Il a mentionné que bon, l'argent n'était pas investi dans les bonnes choses ici à Edmonton. Donc, il veut que l'argent soit mis dans les bonnes choses comme les services sociaux, selon lui, qui est très manquant. Donc, mettre de l'argent beaucoup dans les services sociaux et les services publics pour que tout le monde en bénéficie, c'est l'important pour lui. Feel good to speak about it, but in politics, we talk a lot about the left and the right. Where do you stand in that spectrum? Are you more progressive or conservative?
I'm definitely the most left-leaning candidate running for mayor this time. I'm not like a communist, but I like the idea of having a strong business sector, but I'm totally against subsidizing and pampering business. I think that business should be able to stand on its own two feet, and we shouldn't be like trying to lower business taxes. We shouldn't be allowing businesses to exploit cheap labor. Businesses that can hire people and pay them a good wage and pay taxes to keep our society running, I'm all for it. But these businesses that want to be pampered, it annoys me.
Donc, je lui ai mentionné, tu sais, en politique, on parle beaucoup de droite et de gauche politique. Je voulais savoir où il se situait dans ce spectre. Il a mentionné qu'il était plus quelqu'un de gauche, là, qui était plus pour les instituts sociaux et les services sociaux, et moins pour le financement des industries et etc. And the last question, Brian, according to you, what makes you different from other candidates?
There's many things that make me different. I'm the oldest. I'm the youngest at heart. I have the most diverse background, you know, being a musician. I've worked in many other fields of work when there were downtimes and there were no music gigs. I've experienced bringing up children, being a stay-at-home father. And I feel like I want to run our city like a rock and roll band, not like a business. Too many politicians say they want to run government like a business. I think we should run it like a rock and roll band. Taking care of business is very important, but most important is that everyone is having fun and having a good time.
Donc, je lui ai demandé qu'est-ce qui le différenciait, qu'est-ce qui le rendait unique de Brian Craig des autres candidats. Alors, il a dit ben, je suis le plus vieux. Il dit je suis le plus jeune de cœur, par contre. Je suis quelqu'un qui est très diversifié. Il est un musicien. Il a justement apporté un album ici à Radio-Cité. Et il a de l'expérience là, avec les enfants où il a justement été un père de famille. Et surtout, il veut gérer la ville d'Edmonton comme un band de rock and roll et pas comme une business, pas comme une compagnie. Donc, il veut que tout le monde ait du plaisir et qu'il bénéficie des services que Brian Craig va offrir. So, Brian Craig, thank you for your time. I really appreciate and good luck for this year's election at the Edmonton mayorship.
Merci beaucoup, Vincent. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And have a great day.